Blog Talk Radio.
And friends, on this Friday morning, you know, it's always a pleasure, my God, to commune in the Holy Ghost with each and every one of you. It's just always a pleasure. And we just thank God for what He is doing and what God is getting ready to do. And we just thank God for the information and the things that He is pouring down from heaven. Amen. I know that many of you are very excited because I am excited. Amen. It's a thing that with God, He never stops or He never put you in neutral. Amen. He always keeps you moving. He always got something else. When he don't bless you here, he got another blessing there. I want you to keep your mind made up and keep your mind focused on the blessings of the Lord. Amen. That's the way you're supposed to be living in as a child of God, in the kingdom of God. You're supposed to be celebrating. You're supposed to be rejoicing in your Father's house. Amen. In your Father's house, there are many mansions. In your Father's house, there are streets paved with gold. In your Father's house, I just want to know more about my Father's house, because I don't need to know about, I don't have my, I really don't want to know much about the other house, because I don't have no plans on going there. Amen. God bless you all. First of all, I want to thank God, who is the head of our line, and I want to give us first a shout out to my wife. Amen. First lady, we God bless her. My God, God bless her. Then our families and friends and our partners and listeners all over the world, I thank God for you all, my God, that you light up the broadcast and you light up the screen for tuning with us, and our brothers and sisters for being with us for years right there in Norway, United Kingdom. I thank God for you all for sticking by us, being with us through thick and thin. It don't matter what you are here. Then our brothers and listeners in France, we thank God for you, friends. Africa, we thank God for you as well. Australia, we thank God. Germany, we thank God for you as you all as well. And we just thank God for our international listeners. My God, it is a blessing. And we thank God for us, for you joining forces with us, and we joining forces with you. Amen. To make this gospel possible in the international industry. Amen. And right here in our United States of America, we thank God for you all, my God, for making it possible as well. California, Denver, Minnesota, Ohio, Connecticut, New York, Pennsylvania. We just thank God for you all as well. South Carolina, North Carolina, my God, Virginia, Missouri, Massachusetts. We thank God for you all as well. Alabama, Texas, right here. Our local family, friends, all everyone that listening in Georgia, and special families and friends just right there at our back door. Florida, we thank God for each and every one of you, saints of God. It's just a blessing for what is God is doing. And I'm telling you right now, don't you get tired. You better get up. You better tell yourself, don't you get tired. Get up. Because if you're ready to get ready for what God has for you and get ready to articulate what God has for you, you don't got time to get tired. You got to put in the work. Put in the work, brother. Put in the work, sister. Because God got your back. And I'm telling you, you're going to have to press. You're going to have to press. You're going to have to push. But that's it. You better believe. You got to prophesy to yourself. You got to hold God to his word. Say, God, I believe your prophet. By this time next year, my finances is not going to be looking the same. And I'm telling you right now, you're going to live past the moment. You're going to keep on pressing. I feel a little shout in my shana. But before I go, we might well call on the woman of God, Mother Jackson. Go ahead and pray before us. You know how I do. I go ahead and be ready to run. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you, Apostle.
Amen.
Amen. Father God, first of all, I'd like to give Jesus Christ who's the head of my life, and to you, to my husband, Deacon Joe, and to you, Apostle Temple, and First Lady Temple, and to Pastor Smith, and to Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, and everyone in ADM ministry, and everyone that's out there that has an ear to hear this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come to you once more, thanking you for another day that you allowed us to see, God. We thank you for breathing out on this morning, God. So that's enough, God, to let us begin to rise and shine and give you the glory. That's enough for just us to lift our holy hands up and say, God, we thank you this morning, God, for life, health, and strength, God. We thank you how you just took care of our last night, God. Shield us and protect us, God, and up to this point. So we say thank you once again. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we lift every man of God, every woman of God this morning, God, that has truth rolling from their lips of clay, God. Continue to strengthen them in a mighty way, God, in the name of Jesus. Shield and protect them. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you. We have a thank you deep down in our soul, God, because you've been mighty good to us, God. You have shielded us from the dangers that we couldn't see and the dangers that we can see. So we say thank you, Lord. This morning, God, we just lift up our holy hands, God. Head on over, shake, God, this morning, God, because you're so worthy to be praised, God. We thank you, Lord. We lift up every sick that in body this morning, God. And yet and still, God, we are standing on your promises. Out of our shame, God, by your stripes we are healed. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for keeping the sick. We thank you for keeping the ones that are in the high rise, God. Shield them, protect them in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, for going in the middle and a two-trip, oh, God, this morning, God. Touching heads, God. Being a mind regulator for them in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for the one that's going to work, God. We pray traveling mercy upon them, God, that they get to their destiny saved, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for our thing. We thank you for working miracles, God. We thank you for working wonders, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to cry out to you, God. Continue to stretch us like never before, God, in the name of Jesus this morning, God. Oh, how we thank you, God, oh, the bullshit, God. So we ask you this morning, oh, my son, that, oh, God, have your way, God. We yield and dance to you, God. So use us, how, oh, the bullshit, the way that you want to, in the mighty name of Jesus. Speak, oh, bullshit, now. God, we thank you this morning, God. Oh, the atmosphere, God, oh, my son, that, yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus this morning, God. Your peace in the atmosphere, God. Your love in the atmosphere, God. Miracles and wonders are already in the atmosphere, God. Healing is in the atmosphere, in the atmosphere, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we say this morning, no weapons formed against us shall prosper, God. And every tongue rise against us shall be condemned. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. We lift up our youth once more to you, God. We pray, God, that you constantly shield them and protect them. In the name of Jesus, God. Thank you, God, for saving them at a young age, God. Thank you for filling them with your Holy Spirit, God. Thank you for leading them and guiding them in that plain path. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you for our things, God. Oh, God, if we had 1,000 tongues, God, it wouldn't be enough to just say thank you. It wouldn't be enough to just to praise you, Lord, by saying that, God. So this morning, God, we thank you, God. Begin to set our spirit on fire, God. Our feet on fire, God, that we can't do nothing but thank you, God, God. Let us begin to tell the nation all about your goodness and your kindness, in the Lord, that. Oh, and what you're doing, God, God. In spite of all the things that are going around us, God, keep our eyes on you, our mind focus on you in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning, God. Edible Shana. Oh, hallelujah this morning. Somebody's soul should be so stirred up this morning, Lord, send out, that they can't say nothing but thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we lift up every four corners of the world this morning, God. Oh, God, continue to shake us, God. Continue to make us feel the most, God, and to what you would have us to be, God. Let us realize, God, it's more in you. That you want to pour out into us, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you open our eyes this morning, that we can see what you see, God. Open our ears, God, that we can hear what you hear. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. I lift up every mother that it is this morning, God. We pray, God, that you continue to give us strength, God, to press on, God. Continue to let her bow down before you, God, and just calling out the name of Jesus, God. Let her know it is power in the name of Jesus. Thought about saying that. The name of Jesus will change your atmosphere. The name of Jesus, thought about saying, will make you think. Thought about saying on the name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for turning things around right now. In the name of Jesus, thought about saying, God. We thank you for saving souls right now, God, and deliverance and setting them free and filling them with your Holy Ghost, God. Oh, God, today, God, let us continue to have a praise upon our lips, God, no matter what we go through, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, let us continue to press through, press like never before, God, tonight. Oh, because there is higher heights in God, in Jesus Christ today. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up our companions this morning, too, God. Continue to do a great work in them, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Be that mind regulator for them, God. You know all about them, God. So we ask that you fix that situation this morning, God. We realize there's no situation too hard for you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God, for walking the streets, God, about Sunday night, going into the darkest places of Oshay, God. In the name of Jesus, God, about that. Because when you go in the darkest place, God, there's always light. Because you are the light. In the mighty name of Jesus, out of Oshay, all this morning, about Sunday, I ask you, God, out of Oshay, God, to bring us out that dark place. God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, about that. Because it's about Oshay. See, when the darkness comes, when the light enters into the darkness, it exposes the darkness. Oh, God, and that's a blessing, God. Hey, glory be to God this morning. Oh, yes, somebody needs to just lift the pants, God. Say, here I am, God. Strip me, hide all about shame. Here I am, God. Fix me. Make me all over again in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We crying out for the backside of the Moshe to come back to their first love. In the name of Jesus, the Moshe this morning, God. Oh, I thank you, God. I can't help but to thank you, the Moshe, God. When I get up, when you allow me to get up in the morning, God, the first thing I say, God, I thank you. Thank you for another day, God, that you allow me, God, to lift up your holy name. Another day, God, that you allowed me to praise you like never before, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I thank you for the blessing that is coming, God, in the name of Jesus. As a matter of fact, God, I thank you for the blessing that's already here, God. I thank you for being all right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, for giving us strength, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, don't let us get weary in way of doing, God. Let us know how to emotion, God. You said that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. So whatever we're going through, we can make it, how about shutting out? Because realizing God is right there with us. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. Oh, God, let us continue to sit at your table, God, where it is a feast going on, God, where we can eat, how about shutting it up, God, and acknowledge your ways, God. In the name of Jesus, God, teach us, God, the more. Teach us the more, God, and the most shake out. All about you coming the most shunner this morning, God. Oh, how we thank you this morning. Thank you for shifting the atmosphere, God. And the most shake, God. Thank you, God. And the most shake, God, this morning in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you for keeping us behind the street, God, about shunner. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. Thank you for being that keeper. In the name of Jesus, God, we realize we can't keep ourselves, God. Oh, but you are the one that is keeping us, God. You are the one, God, that is keeping us pressing on. You are the one, God, telling us to go on. We can make it in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we thank you, God, how you're doing great things in our lives, God. Oh, the most shunned, oh, God. You lift up the homeless this morning once again, God. Out of the most shunned, oh, God, I would say to the homeless, come on out, how about shunned, in the name of Jesus. You don't have to stay in the situation that you're in. Oh, because God is ready for you to come out in the name of Jesus. Oh, the most shunned, none of us have to stay in the same situation. God is willing to bring us out, but you got to be willing to want to come out in the name of Jesus. You got to be willing not to want to stay in the same situation, the same mind frame. How about Sunday? Yes, God is willing to about Sunday. Oh, how we thank God. He's so loving and kind about Sunday. Yes, Lord, we thank you, God. Let us continue to pray for someone else, God. Because somebody had to pray for us, God, when we didn't even think about praying for ourselves for about Sunday. Oh, good this morning, God. Let us cry out for the souls that are lost, God. In the name of Jesus, the emotion, God. We realize, God, these are the last days, God. And we need to go to the emotion, God, in the lay before you, God. And you to constantly clean us, God. Purge us right now before, God. Because when you come, God, it is about shut not. Let us be in a position to want to go back with you. In the name of Jesus, God, this is the packing up time. Packing up time to get everything in order. Get your mind in about Sunday in order. Get your heart in order about Sunday. Oh, be careful what you say. In the name of Jesus, God, about Sunday. Ask God to clean your mind. Echo what Sunday this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Make us holy women and holy men, God, that walk worthy before you in the mighty name of Jesus, God, of God. Oh, how we thank you this morning, Lord. Yes, Echo about Sunday. We thank you how you love us, God. We thank you how you just wrap us in your loving arms and just rock us another by Sunday. Yes, Lord, yes, incredible. God, we thank you this morning, God. I ask that you touch every radio, every laptop, God, every telephone, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, continue to look at another motion. Oh, God, let your power begin to explode in kind of motion. Explode in kind of motion, that people can feel your presence, that people will know that it's you, God, and nobody else, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. We glorify your name, God, so you are worthy to be praised, God. We thank you, God, a little shake, God, this morning, in the name of Jesus, God. These things we ask you to come out of our shade this morning, God. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray this morning. Have your way, Lord, God. In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord.
And Father, we forever thank you. We forever bless your name. We forever give you glory. We forever magnify you, God, for our souls right now, just giving you a yes. And we thank you. And I know that as many of you listening right now, you're giving God a praise. You're giving God a yes. Listen, you just got about 2 more months, my God, a little bit under 2 more months. And for the rest of this year, it's time for you to turn up like never before. God, we thank you, God. Father, I pray that you release a fresh wind upon the listeners, upon the body of Christ, in the name of Jesus, because we coming, we getting ready to end some things with explosive. We getting ready to get ready to, but God, have a explosive beginning and have a explosive ending. And God, we thank you. We thank you for all that you've done. We thank you that some things this year have to be buried. Some things this year had to be disconnected. We thank you, God, that we're going to be forever giving you the glory and giving you the praise. I know that somebody might go on this morning and just want to go ahead and give God his praise because he is worthy to be praised. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he done doing, my God, you can't do nothing but get happy and give God his glory and give God his praise. I'm telling you right now, my God Almighty, somebody just need to take a few minutes and talk to him this morning. We get up so much used to, we just get up, my God, in the morning. Sometimes we so used to not saying nothing. We so used to just continue to move on with our day. Amen. You get up and just give him a thank you. Some of you need to go ahead and command your morning and go ahead and keep on declaring, keep on decreeing, because the adversary want to slow you down. But how many of you know that he is a liar? I'm not going to get slowed down, but I'm going to get turned up in the Holy Ghost because God is worthy to be praised. I'm just this, listen, you just this close, you real close for your biggest financial breakthrough, for the biggest breakthrough in your life. You just got a little bit more to push. You go ahead and keep, don't worry about where it's going to come from. Don't worry about how you're going to get it. All you got to know that I'm so close to my victory. I'm so close to what God has for me. I am so close, my God Almighty. I'm telling you right now, you are so close. Can we just go ahead and, my God Almighty, for these last couple of months. I just want to go ahead and give God a praise and give God a glory, because I'm telling you right now, when you think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he done for you, you can do nothing but give him a praise. You can nothing but give him a shout of glory. How many of you, my God, this year, you could just think about on some things. You could think about where you done been through. You could think about, my God, you felt as though that you are counted out. You felt as though there is no way that you could be able to get out of this. And all of a sudden, God done made a way. He done blessed you. He done made a way through it. Some of you need to give God his praises. My God Almighty, some of you don't overcome some illness. Some of you don't overcome some doctor's decision. Some of you don't overcome lack in poverty. You might as well go ahead and give God his praise. Because I'm telling you right now, you thought you seen something yet, you haven't seen nothing yet. Because what God has for you, you might as well go ahead and give God his praise. Amen. I just got to take a few minutes and just go ahead and give God his glory. Sometimes we just need to take a few minutes and put to the side and just thank God for what he is doing, because God don't work it out. And I'm telling you right now, he's still in the working out business. So you might as well just, God, I thank you. God, I glorify you. And some of you probably be saying all over the world, my God, you probably say, well, I'm not there yet. I don't have many trials. I don't went through many tragedy. But let me tell you something. Scripture says, in all things you give thanks unto the Lord. And I'm telling you right now, you go ahead and try that medicine, try that remedy, just giving thanks to the Lord. Can we just give thanks unto God this morning? My God, because he is good and his mercy endures forever and ever. Can I celebrate with some businessmen and some businesswomen? My God, some of you probably thought you'd be closing down this year. Some of you thought you probably have to put the chain on your door. Some of you thought that what the enemy came in and tried to do, you probably thought this is it, this is end of me. But I'm telling you right now, you're still standing. You might as well give God his praise and give God a shout. Can anybody is just ready to praise God this morning and just praise God for what he's already doing? Praise God for what he is doing, because my God, he is good. Somebody go ahead and give God his praise, because I'm telling you right now, I just can't do nothing but think of his goodness. I can't do nothing. I'm not worried about how hard it was. I'm not worried about how tough it was. I'm not worried about how many oppositions that I had to cross over. I'm not worried about that. All I'm worried about, God is still here. He's still in control. He's still working it out. He's still doing a great thing. He's still blessing. We should think about all the negative stuff. We should think about all that he said. We should think about all the times we want to throw in the towel. We could think about all the times where we're ready to give up. We should think about all the times where we felt somebody was acting funny. We should think about all the negative times. Well, how many of you could think about the times, my God Almighty, when you thought that God wasn't with you, he showed up? Y'all better hear me this morning. How many of you could think about the time when you didn't know that God going to work it out and he worked it out? Y'all better hear me. How many of you could think about the time? That's why when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he done for me, my soul began to cry, glory, hallelujah. Is anybody got a glory, praise, a glory shout, my God, this morning? And I'm telling you right now, sometimes you just got to go ahead and give God a praise and give God a thank you to get ready to set up your next blessing. And you just need to tell your, my God, tell yourself, I'm just not saying this just to be saying it. I'm saying it to thank God for what he's already doing, and also I'm saying it to set up my next blessing. Thank you, God. I thank you for what you're doing. Now I'm setting up my next blessing. Is there anybody just setting up their next blessing this morning? The next blessing what God has for you, the next blessing what God is doing, you might as well thank him in advance. Father, we thank you this morning. We give you glory. And if we woke up this morning with any disrespect to the kingdom, disrespect to you, God, that we did not give you the things, we did not give you the pray. We ask you this morning to forgive us in the name of Jesus, because we don't want to disrespect anything, God. We want to keep giving you the praise. We want to keep giving you the glory. We want to keep worshiping your name. God, we thank you for what you're doing in our life. We thank you, God, how you're making a way out of no way. We thank you, God, how you send us through. We thank you, God. In us, in the hard times, we still thank you, God, for who you are. If you do not do anything else, we still give you the glory. We still give you the praise. We still worship your name. We give you the glory. Because by this time last year, God, some of us was in a struggle. Some of us didn't know what we're going to do. Some of us was on a place of divorce. Some of us was in a place where we're going to lose our mind. But you done made a way out of no way. So therefore, God, we can say thank you for what you're doing. And anybody this morning got a thank you praise in your soul? Do you got a thank you praise in your spirit? When I think of the goodness of Jesus, and I'm just not talking about what he done gave us, when I'm talking about he done kept us. When the enemy tried to come in and take us out, he done kept us. When the enemy tried to come in, my God, and separate our families, he done kept us. And therefore, I can say when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he done done, we can give God a thank you. I know that your body might be rocking with pain, and you got in my God, both pain and eight pains here and eight pains there. But guess what? In the midst of your pains, you might as well think about it. You could have lost your life. You could have been out of here. So I thank God for the little pain that I have, because the pain just let me know I'm still living. I still got blood running in my veins. I'm still here on earth. Therefore, I can give God a thank you. If you're realizing that you got a lot of aches here, and you're realizing that you got a lot of pains there, if you realize if you're a little sore here and a little sore there, let me tell you something, baby. You just discovered you're still living. Therefore, you can give God a thanks. You know how many people wish that they could feel some of your pain? They wish they could feel some of your aches. They wish that they could feel what you're going through. Amen. You might as well give God a thank you, because he is worthy to be praised. Praise his name. Praise his name. Hallelujah. I just feel like giving God a praise this morning, saying, and I'm telling you right now, you got to give God his praise. We got to thank him for what he is already doing and how he done worked it out, because God is in the working out business. He is in control. I know that without a shadow of a doubt, you keep pushing forward, you're going to begin to see the different things that come to pass, what God is doing for you. You just keep pushing forward. You need to tell your family, come on. Tell yourself, come on. We cannot give up. We cannot give up. I know this feels good because of the blessings what God is doing, but he got greater. He got greater for us. So you got to come on. In the name of Jesus, come on, saints of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, my mother, I just feel, my God, Mother Jackson, I just thank God. Sometimes you got to give God his praise. Amen. Amen. You got to just thank God. My God Almighty, sometimes we'll wake up all grouchy. We don't want to hear all that because you haven't experienced enough. That's the problem. There's a lot of saints haven't experienced enough. We're too busy playing church, because when you experience enough and you don't went through enough, you don't give a care who holler. You don't give a care who give God a praise. You don't give a care what it is. You just want to thank him, my God Almighty, because at the end of the day, if you went through, my God, and been through a little something, amen. You already know how I felt when ain't nobody around. You already know how I felt when you feel like you're all alone. You know how I felt that, my God Almighty, when you feel so God don't forsake you, God don't love about you, then when you don't made it through. You know how I felt when the enemy just beating you down and just keep beating you down. You already know how I felt. Then you don't made it through all that. You still looking good. You still walking good. You still got a good place in your belly. You take my God, I wish you would tell me, don't give God a praise. I wish you would tell me it's too early to give God a thank you. I wish you would tell me that it don't take all that. I wish you would. If you tell, my God, if you got all that to say in your spirit, maybe you just ain't been through enough. Maybe you got to be living. don't want to experience that no more. That's why I can say God right now. I give him a praise and a hand right God. I'm like, just somebody need to give him. I wish you would. I wish you would. You got to tell yourself. I wish you would to tell me no praise God. I wish you would to tell me it's too early to give God a thank you. I wish you would. Never get too comfortable, my God Almighty, with the Spirit of God. Never get too relaxed with the Spirit of God. You got to always give thanks. Hallelujah. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost, saints of God. I'm telling you, my God, I want you to get geared up, get ready for what God's going to do. And we're going to make sure, my God, we're going to do everything. I'm going to do everything that I can to make sure you position. Make sure you position for this next season. My God, I want to slow it down just for a second, my God, so we can get ready to get off. Listen, saints of God, beginning of this year, God already told us going into, by this time last year, going into next year, God already told and prophesied to us that he's going to release an anointing. It's like a pulse anointing. You're going to be a pulse. In other words, you're going to be hiring and firing people in your life and out of your life. Y'all got to hear me. That was also took place. Amen. Many of you hiring and fire. Many of you, you came in with people that you know. You came in with fans. You came in with different things. But guess what? He must insert. Amen. You're the ones that walk with you, they're not walking. You got some not walking with you no more because you had to make the decision to hire. You had to make the decision to fire. Amen. You had to make them decision because God was setting you up for a reason. Because at the end of my God, by the time this time next year, you're going to begin to see things. Long as you're walking in the bonus and long as you're walking in the plan of God, you're going to begin to experience things that you thought it wouldn't happen to you. You're going to experience things that you thought it wouldn't happen to you. My God, because of your family generation, your family upbringing, you wouldn't even think it's going to happen to you. You got to understand in my Father's house, in your Father's house, there are many mansions, there are many things. God wants you to get ready to receive because at the end of the day, he needs a church position. He needs a church position. It is so that the world going to go through, but it's not so that the church going to go through. Y'all better hear me up in here. Amen. Because God is releasing. God's going to have a great revival. My God, like number before. How is he going to do it? Because he's going to use you as a model. He's going to use you, my God Almighty, as the frontline person. So he's going to model you. While everything is going down, you're going to be going up. And the ones that are going to, my God, then people are going to ask you, what are you doing to continue to go up? What are you doing to continue to be blessed? Therefore, you got an opportunity to witness to them. Therefore, you can tell them, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that God done did for me, I'm in my soul. So, in other words, God's going to use you. He's going to repair the church where the church done been damaged by bootleggers. The church done been damaged, my God Almighty, by individual playing games. I'm telling you, it's restoration time is coming to the church. But God's going to use you to get ready to bring restoration back to the church. He's going to use you. Amen. When folks look like the king come up and all of a sudden they look at you, you still got a praise. Your life is exploding. You still coming up. God's going to use you to draw many, my God, to the house of God. That's why God needs you now to get in position. He don't need you playing games. He don't need you, my God Almighty. He needs you in position because he's going to use you, my God Almighty, to minister the word. See, this one thing that we don't went through, we don't went through a lot of talk. Amen. We know a lot of talk. Many of you learn a lot of talk, and you get turned off when a lot of talk comes to you, my God, because you're seeing a bunch of talk and no action. Well, God's going to use you to be the action. Can I get a witness this morning? God's going to use you to be the action. He's going to use you to carry the prosperity. He's going to use you to carry the healing. He's going to use you to always carry his peace. He's going to use you to carry the joy. He's going to use you, my God, when the world seems like they don't know what to do. God's going to use you with the joy of the Lord. You're going to begin to give the body strength. Y'all got to hear me this morning. God's going to use you as a model next year. My God Almighty, you don't ask, you don't prophesize, you don't minister, you don't say to God whatever you're doing in this season, don't you forget about me. And God said, I'm not going to forget about you. Because in this season, I need to use you to be a witness to the body. I need to use you to be a witness to businessmen that are not saved. Because when their business is going down, yours going to be going on. And they're going to want to know what you're doing for yours to keep going on. And that's your opportunity to tell them by the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you. And that's all you got to say. God's going to use you to make my God the atheist to come to Christ. Y'all got to hear me. God's going to use you for the atheist to have salvation. God's going to use you for the Buddhist to come in worship. God's going to use you. That's why, God, I need you in position. I need you in place. Not only you going to be a blessing to the kingdom, but it's going to be a blessing for y'all. Got to hear me. It's going to be a blessing to your life. God's going to use you. I'm going to show you this. Back in Pharaoh time, the man of God, Joshua, Pharaoh had a dream. He needed people to interpret the dream. Y'all know the story. And the man of God came. He said, Pharaoh, listen, we're going to have, my God, it's going to be a famine. We're going to have 7 blessed years and 7 years, my God, a famine. That's what he told him. He said, we're going to get ready to go through a famine. And he said, okay. And he followed on his direction. So the man of God, my God, he was in a dungeon. He was in a place of a mess. Many of us been in a place we don't even know why. You didn't do anything. You just found yourself in there. Amen. How many of you could tell? Testify that. Amen. You don't do anything. You just found yourself in a place of mess, and you're just trying to figure it out. See, God need to put you in a place of mess to set you up, to set something else up. Y'all got to hear me. He put the man of God in a place of a mess to set him up so he could get ready to set others up. Because while he's in a place of mess, God used him to be a model. In other words, God sucked the gift into a place of mess. He sucked an example into a place of mess. He sucked somebody that he told in a place of men. I declare and decree that you will never look at your situation as if it's a mess again. Because what you looking at a mess, God is using it, get ready to set you up. Can I get a shout this morning? Don't you look at your place a mess again. And because the man of God will position, and sometimes God got to position you in a mess to get ready to bring everybody else out of a mess. And you best believe after that man of God interpreted a dream, he said, listen, we got to use wisdom. We got to save up for these 7 years. We got to pull up. We got to store up. Watch this. Then when a famine came, everybody, my God, didn't caught the revelation. Everybody didn't get the revelation. Everybody did not have the individual connected in their life for they could get the understanding and get the revelation of what the prophet done released. Y'all got to hear me. They had to come to the place, my God, where God done blessed. And when they come to that place where God on bless. God was able, like they was able to minister. They was able to show, listen, God done did it. I told you the dream that God said. Some of you, my God, you don't allow the enemy to kill your dream. You don't allow the enemy to kill your vision because of what you going through and because of what you don't been through. I prophesy to your dream. I prophesy to your vision that it shall live and not die. And what God said, it will be so. Because you're in a mess, God probably using a mess to set you up. Y'all better hear me this morning. Don't worry about where you are. Worry about where God is taking you, where you are going, saints of God, my God Almighty. And because he heard the voice of God, I'm pretty sure Pharaoh did not have that connection. If he wasn't positioned and Pharaoh did not receive the connection, received the answer, I'm pretty sure they'll face a famine themselves. Their temple was going down. And Pharaoh, my God, in that time, he represented the government. He represented the government. He represented the White House. He represented the president. Y'all better hear me. And even if they didn't hear God, and even if he didn't have somebody in their life that hear God, they surely got caught up in that famine as y'all got to hear me this morning. They surely got caught up in that famine. What are you saying, Pastor? Don't you worry about what the world is doing, what the world is saying next year. You get caught up in the instructions of God because you got to surely believe that you're going to prosper long as you are positioned. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Long as you are positioned, you are going to prosper. Amen. You are going to prosper. And many of you got to understand and stop, my God. This is one thing that God is really impressing in my spirit. He said, tell the people, stop rebuking their process because you're going through. You need to get, my God, I pray that y'all get away from demon foes. All they see is a demon. All they're telling you in your life, all you got is a demon. All you got is this. God is in the midst of the darkness. I'm telling class last night and showed them in scripture, God is in the midst of darkness as well. He don't create the darkness. He don't create the light. My God, all they see is demon. The Bible says, do all things, give thanks unto the Lord. Amen. Give God the thanks and give God the praise because he is worthy to be praised. Thanks of God. Listen, my God Almighty, I want you to do something for me starting on Monday, next week, starting on Monday. I want you to begin to consecrate, go into consecration. We're going to go into a week-long consecration. Amen. We're going to get ready to position ourselves so we can line ourselves up with that realm of what God is saying. It's not only for you, but for me as well. I want to make sure I'm positioned. The house is positioned. Amen. And next week, we're going to be into prayer. I'm going to be in the prayer with you. We're going to come in. We normally don't come in at 7 in the morning on Monday, but I'm going to be 7 in the morning on Monday. So my God, next week. And after that, my God, we normally don't have 7:30 until Bible study on Wednesday, but we're going to have 7:30 on Tuesday. We're going to be in prayer 7:30 on Tuesday night, Thursday night 7:30, Friday night 7:30. Amen. We're going to continue our regular schedule our Bible study on Wednesday, but I'm going to be in prayer this week because you're going to have to be positioned. And not only that, we're going to get into some 4 o'clock prayer. We're going to get in some 12 o'clock prayer because I need to help you to get in position. And when you are in position, your spirit in position, you might as well get ready. Saints of God, you got to put the work in if you want the blessing. You better hear me. It's not going to come like Santa Claus because you've been a good little boy and God's going to just give you a blessing like Santa Claus. Amen. Amen. You got to put in the work if you want to receive what God has for you. And it doesn't matter if you're an apostle. It doesn't matter if you're a bishop. It doesn't matter if you're a prophet that's giving the word. It doesn't matter who you are. You still got to put in the work. I don't know about you, but if you're ready, let's get ready to put in the work. I'm going to ride with you. You already know I'm going to ride with you. So we're going to get ready to enter, my God, into a place, my God, a prayer and into a place of alignment, and we're going to begin to allow God to articulate our spirit. I'm going to begin to do, my God, some deep teaching, my God, so you can get ready and get the information that you need. And once you got the information, by this time, beginning of next year, revelation going to hit you. And as you begin to go a couple of months into next year, manifestation is going to get ready to take over. Somebody about to say, watch out now, I'm getting ready for my manifestation season in the Lord. Amen and amen. Saints of God, it's always been a pleasure. We keep our very own Pastor Smith, my God, keep him up in prayer. And I thank God for you, for my God, receiving our partners and receiving our listeners and receiving the ones that break into you the word of life. Once again, it's always a blessing to commune with you. Take your spiritual life serious. Don't you, my God, allow your flesh, allow your human spirit to take over or allow naysayer. You take your spiritual walk serious because at the end of the day, you'll be left high and dry and you'll be the left one. You'll be the only one that is left to defend for your home, for your family, for your life, my God Almighty. Okay. So you take your walk serious with the Lord. I'm telling you, Mother Jackson, my God, I'm just so excited about what God is doing. I just can't wait for see what he's doing. Amen. If he done did what he done did this year on blessing, on took care, he don't cover, my God Almighty. My God, I can't wait to see what he up to next year. From the sounds of it, my God Almighty, I think we're going to have to buy a couple of pairs of shoes because we're going to be shouting all year. Y'all better hear me. My God Almighty, God bless you all. We'll see you back. back again Monday morning at 7. Y'all better hear me, 7 a.m. God bless you all. Let's get consecrated, and we're going to get ready to be positioned into the things, into the divine will of God. I don't know about you, but my home needs every prophecy and every word that's spoken from the mouth of God. God bless you. See you Monday morning at 7.